This is the Wayne Besson Show. Just when you think the Trump administration can't get any slimier, can't become any more scandal prone, and you wonder where rock bottom is, and then you realize there may be no rock bottom. The scumbaggery and skullduggery of this administration will just sink and sink this country until it hits the center of the earth. Maybe that's rock bottom. The latest, Vanity Fair's William Cohan wrote an article called "The Fantastically Profitable Mystery of the Trump Chaos Trades." The article is about potential insider trading by people very close to Donald Trump or even Trump himself. It's about market manipulation and the government doing nothing to stop it. People are buying, they are basically buying electronic traded future contracts on the S&P 500 stock index, predicting that Donald Trump is going to do something. For example, a tweet or a pronouncement, knowing that the markets are going to move. Somehow they know this is happening in advance and cashing in incredibly on this with millions upon millions of dollars in profit. In the article, a Chicago Mercantile Exchange trader who had been watching this whole shenanigans go down, he said he's never seen anything quite like these trades, not at least since Al-Qaeda cashed in before initiating the September 11th attacks. He said, quote, "There is definite hanky-panky going on to the world's financial markets' detriment. This is abysmal." Here's a few things that happened. A few hours after drones attacked the Saudi oil infrastructure, a secret group of investors made a quick $180 million profit. They seem to, I guess, have predicted this. How do they do that without insider trading? When the Chinese government announced it would lift tariffs on a range of American products, they predicted this the night before as well, invested right before the Mercantile Exchange closed and made $190 million. The same thing when Carrie Lam, the Hong Kong leader, announced that she would be withdrawing a controversial extradition bill. Someone predicted this clearly with inside information, making $82.5 million. And oh, by the way, when Trump met with China's president, Xi, as part of the G20 summit and came up with some good news, somebody predicted this and made $1.8 billion. George Conway, the outspoken husband and conservative attorney of Kellyanne Conway, he said, quote, "What this describes is quite literally market manipulation that constitutes criminal violations of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934. So with all the despicable, anti-democratic, impeachable offenses that we've seen so far with the president, this could end up being the worst of all. Unfortunately, our government, because it is run by Trump, is not investigating properly. Where are the authorities here? This could upset the markets worldwide and completely take away confidence in our system, destroying what we have built over the centuries. This is something that can affect all of us, because if there is a problem with respecting and having confidence in the financial markets, it's going to end up screwing you and me. This is not only an attack on democracy, but an attack on capitalism itself, aided and abetted by the Republican Party, a party who we now know is filled with greedy quislings who have consistently put party above patriotism. If you can put party above patriotism, it stands to reason that the same people would put profit above patriotism too, at the expense of all of us. We need to get to the bottom of this before it's too late. This administration is a nightmare that must end. This is the Wayne Besson Show. Until next time, see you then.